أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم حسب الذين في قلوبهم مرض أن يخرج الله أضغانهم ولو نشاء لعريناكهم فلعرفتهم بسيماهم ولتعرفنهم في لحن القول والله يعلم أعمالكم. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala mentioned that when the command of jihad was given, then the munafiqeen especially and those people weak in iman took it as a great burden. And with regard to that further, Allah Ta'ala says that these munafiqeen who harbor enmity of Islam and who are aligned more with the non-Muslims, and just outwardly they show that they are Muslims, that what their condition is. So further Allah says, أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. Kya khyaal rakhte hai wo log jinke dilo mein rog hai. To those people who have got a disease in their heart, that is this disease of hypocrisy, that they are just feigning Islam, but in their heart is kufr, non-belief. Do they think, أَنْ لَيْ يُخْرِجَ اللَّهُ أَذْغَانَهُمْ, کہ اللہ ظاہر نہ کرے گا ان کے کینے, that what is hidden in their heart, won't Allah make it known? Haven't they got this? Don't they know it, that Allah will expose them? And this munafaqat, this hypocrisy which they have got in their heart, Allah will take it out and make it known to everyone. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَأَرَيْنَاكَهُمْ. Or agar hum chahe tujhko dikhla de. And if we wish, oh our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we will inform you. We will tell you exactly who these munafiqeen are. فَلَعَرَفْتَهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ. وہ لوگ جو پہچان تو چکا ان کے چہرے سے. Those people that you will have recognized from their faces. These are clear signs on a person's face also, on his way of talking, his habits, etc., that it can make out that this person is a munafiq. Just like, for example, you take your car to the mechanic and you tell him it's eating a lot of oil, please check up. He walks to the back of the car and he sees the exhaust is burned black. He tells you your rings are finished in the middle of your block, your engine. This does not mean that he's getting kashf or he's a great buzurg. The signs are clear that when the exhaust is burning black like that, that the rings are finished and they have to be replaced. Like that, there are clear signs of this. So Allah says, oh my Nabi, you will recognize these munafiqeen. These are clear signs from the expressions on their face, or from their faces you will be able to make out. And if we wish to, we will show you who they are. فَلَعَرَفْتَهُمْ. So to pehchan chuka unko unke chehre se. And you'll have to recognize them already by their faces. وَلَتَعَرِفَنَّهُمْ فِي لَحْنِ الْقَوْلِ. Aur aage pehchan lega unki dhab se, aur baat ki dhab se. And in future also you will be able to make out from how they talk, how they are talking very in a stylish way, and they are making up stories. You can easily make out that this person is not a sincere person, he's not a genuine person from the way he talks, making up his stories, etc. From facial expression, body language, you'll be able to make out, oh my Nabi, wallahu ya'lamu a'malakum, aur Allah ko khoob maloom hai tum hai tumhari sab kaam, and Allah knows all of your actions perfectly well, what you are hiding and doing, what is hidden in your heart, everything Allah Ta'ala knows. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ. اور البتہ ہم تم کو جانچیں گے تاکہ معلوم کر لے جو تم میں لڑائی کرنے والے ہیں اور جو قائم رہنے والے ہیں. Allah says, and we will definitely bring test upon you. Test will come upon us. All this present conditions in the ummah is also a test to see which way we go. Today, when a person just keeps a beard, he's regarded as a terrorist. So a person, does he now shy away and shave off his beard? When person is dressed as a Muslim, he's looked upon as a fundamentalist, an extremist. So does he shy away and keep away from that? This test Allah will put all the time. And by that test, you will be. Allah says, we will test you until we know who those people are who are the mujahideen. And who are those people who make sabr? We will test you in this world already. وَنَبْلُوَ أَخْبَارَكُمْ or تَحْقِيق كَرْ لَي تُمْهَارِ خَبْرِ. And we will examine you and we will take out what your actual information is. In other words, a person himself will also realize that am I a genuine Muslim or am I just feigning to be a Muslim? Have I really got iman in my heart or is it just for expediency I'm showing that I'm myself as a Muslim? Inna alladhina kafaru wa saddu an sabilillah. Jo log munkir hue aur roka unhone Allah ke raah se. Those people who disbelieved and they stopped others also from believing in Allah Ta'ala. And in here we should see how much we stop people from righteous and good deeds. If the wife wants to go in parda, do we stop her or what? If the husband wants to keep a beard, does the wife stop him or what? A person, a young boy wants to make 5 times namaz, we think he's becoming an extremist now, he's overdoing it now. So all these things, Allah Ta'ala says, those people who have this disease in the heart, this disbelief, and then not only that, but they stop people from the path of Allah Ta'ala. وَشَاقُ الرَّسُولِ or مُخَالِفْ هُوْكَي رَسُولْ سَيْ and they went against the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. مِن بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْهُدَى بعد اس کے ظاہر ہو چکے ان پر سیدھے ہرا. After the clear path had become very manifest and clear to them, they brought iman, the signs of Allah Ta'ala, ayats of Quran, the sohbet and company of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all this was with them. But in spite of that, they went astray and they went on the wrong road and they opposed Allah's Rasul also. لَن يَضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا نَا بِغَارْ سَكِنْغِ اللَّهَ كَا كُچْ. They won't be able to harm Allah and His deen in any way. They are only harming themselves. They might be thinking we will harm the Muslims, etc., but they are harming themselves. And worse than that, وَسَيُحْبِطُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ or وہ اِكَارَتْ کر دے گا ان کے سب کام. Whatever they had done in the name of Islam, all that also Allah will destroy it. There won't be any reward, not for their Hajj, not for their Umrah or anything, because in actual reality they did not have Iman. So that amal of them, of theirs, will also just go like haba manthura, just like ash that is just made to fly away in the air. There is nothing in it. So the important thing is to have iman and the sincerity in one's iman. For that Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. E iman walo, hukam par chalo Allah ke, aur hukam par chalo Rasul ke. O those of you who claim iman and who say we have brought iman, prove it by fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and the commandments of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the acid test to see how much of deen have we got. Just to make a claim, I've got iman and I'm a proper mu'min, is quite easy. But how much are we fulfilling the commands of Allah and His Rasul? And as we have read in the ayat here, that those things that we are hiding in our hearts also, and our private life also, all that, see how much of Allah's commands are there and how much are we fulfilling them. وَلَا تُبْطِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ or زَائِ مَتْ كَرُوا أَبْنِي كِيَ هُوِي كَامْ and do not destroy your actions, in fact, with your own hands. That is, by a person not having proper iman, he's doing actions but he's destroying them. A person, which example the Quran Sharif gives, a woman from the morning till the night is working, knitting clothes. And when the evening comes, she pulls out everything. So how she's back to square one again. The next morning she starts knitting again. The whole day she works hard and she knits and knits, and when at night she pulls out everything again. So a person who does amal but he hasn't got iman or he hasn't got ikhlas and sincerity, it is like he's doing amal and pulling it out and destroying it all. So Allah says, don't destroy your actions. Have proper iman and don't destroy your actions. These are very important commands of Allah Ta'ala and very important for us to check ourselves on these matters. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا لِلْحَمْدِ